Nigeria hopes to negotiate peace with Boko Haram. A ministry is looking at a second chance print run of New Testaments for Nepal. And students are looking for more than facts, they're looking for knowledge. These stories and more just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nigeria's president is engaged for the second time in back-channel talks with leaders of Boko Haram. They're the militant Islamist group, blamed for the murder of over 600 people since the beginning of 2012. Open Doors' Carl Mueller's reaction?
Having talks with these people is a bit crazy, in my opinion.
Specifically, precedent has already been set for the, quote, success of such talks.
The experience of the Afghan government talking with the Taliban, the Pakistan government talking with the extremists in the Swat Valley, show that you don't engage conversation with terrorist groups and expect them to compromise.
Boko Haram wants to wipe out Christians and set up an Islamic state. However, Mueller also says some of the most dynamic African churches are found in Nigeria, and they're taking the gospel forward.
As extremism rages in people's hearts, it produces a deeper vacuum, and that vacuum can only be filled by Jesus. Sometimes they don't even know that, but Jesus is still moving in people's hearts, even in the midst of this violence.
So what can you do? You can pray. That's the first line of defense. Next, a pastor and his family are safe, but recovering after an attack in Borno, Nigeria. The attack happened on August 10th, but details are just coming out about it. Voice of the Martyrs reports that seven gunmen entered a church compound intending to kill a pastor and his family. They shot the pastor's 24-year-old son and burned down the church and the family home. All are recovering despite being left for dead. It's unclear who's responsible, but Boko Haram has been active in the area. This is Mission Network News. Nepal's our next stop.
Of its nearly 30 million people, less than 3% are Christians. Majority of them worship over 20 million different Hindu gods.
That's Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi describing the country and why they're urgently raising funds to get the Gospel of John and New Testaments inside. Not only that, but the demand for truth has also hit critical mass as the constitution crisis drags on. A church partner has already sent in a request for 25,000 copies of the New Testament.
You can see that our first 50,000 New Testaments will be exhausted in no time. Hearts are hungry for the truth, peace, and hope. We must give them God's word while the door is open.
$2.25, that's all it takes to usher in real change.
As we sow the seed of God's word, and as we pray for the harvest, we believe that there will be bountiful harvest of souls.
Meanwhile, for 20 years, millions of Javanese people were forced to move to Papua. Brent Preston with Team International says Papuans are hostile toward migrants.
But part of that comes from the fact that the Javanese look down on the Papuans as jungle people.
Team reaches Javanese Muslims through the Merauke Community Center. They offer computer and business training, HIV prevention training, and English courses.
There's a lot going on, and we use that community center as a means of building relationships and showing the love of Christ.
Relationships open doors to share the gospel, but the Islamic faith poses a huge challenge.
Muslim people do not readily accept Christianity.
Pray for Javanese Muslims to believe in Christ.
We have this wide open door to reach these people, and we just need those who have a burden to go.
Staff members are needed. Sign up at missionnetworknews.org. And the search for God is alive and well on college campuses throughout the U.S. University Christian Fellowship says a record year is expected for the 2012-13 season. While there's overall growth, universities also experienced increased resistance. A small number of campuses have de-recognized the ministry. In four short months, University will host the Urbana Student Missions Conference in St. Louis, Missouri. You can register today through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation and Foreign Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He says missionaries in the industrialized world can be counterproductive and needs to be reformed. Find out why when you get this free, provocative look at missions. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.